Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Monday for me anyway. I don't know if it's happy Monday for you. I hope it is. Get back to the real world. Good sports over the weekend. Did you see Game 7? Game 7 was good of the World Series, obviously. I love baseball. It's like this time of year, you say goodbye to summer, the boat comes out, boats come out, and you say goodbye to baseball. But you can really enjoy football, right? And we're lucky the Patriots are on a heck of a winning streak. Always enjoy the crossover here with Tim Weisberg. I got to tell you, folks, Tim Weisberg makes this place run. He really does. He really makes this place run. We don't always agree with his politics, but boy, he makes this place run. And I appreciate him for that. Hope you do as well. Anyway, we're coming into election season. The final. We'll be saying goodbye to some people. Some people, we hardly knew you. We really hardly knew you. That's your fault, not ours. And if you have a strong but not quite there showing, hopefully you'll stick around. Look at Devin Burns. He didn't make it last time. But he's come back, and I think he could make it this time. And there'll be some people that we get the opportunity to kick around a few more years, right? So make sure you get out and vote tomorrow. Now, it's not just New Bedford. Tomorrow night, if you live in Rehoboth, get to that town meeting. Town meeting in Rehoboth on Tuesday night. Make sure you get there. If you got any questions about what's going to happen at town meeting, reach out to your select board, your selectman, Lenny Mills. Lenny knows what's going on in the town he's lived in his whole life. He and that wonderful father of his and those great kids. So if you got any question about what's to do at town meeting in Rehoboth on Tuesday night, reach out to Selectman Lenny Mills. He'll sit down, he'll explain everything to you, answer your questions. Rehoboth, you can rely on Lenny Mills. Now, what are you going to do in the city of New Bedford? Your last opportunity to vote is tomorrow. I think you've got an opportunity to vote today, probably up till noon. But call ahead. Ask Manny DiBrito and the people in the office. They'll give you a good idea of what you can do early voting wise. And then, other than that, you got to vote tomorrow in the city of New Bedford. Now, remember, this is your last opportunity to vote in 2 years. You'll have to wait 2 years to get another opportunity to weigh in on city issues. So, if you've been happy with Ian Abreu's performance, by all means, get out to vote and give him a vote. If you've been happy with Sean Oliver, just because he doesn't have an opponent, by all means, get out and vote. If you've been happy with Naomi Carney, by all means, get out and vote. If you've been happy with Brian Gomes, by all means, get out and vote. It's the chairman of public safety. get out and vote. If you'd like to see change, you got the opportunity with one incumbent retiring, Linda Morad. You can put in a new person. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Chris Carter, school committee, longtime police officer, veteran of the first Persian Gulf War, really active in the city? Chris Carter, this is your opportunity to get out and vote. Maybe you want to put another business person in there. Devin Burns, Destination Soups, family man, property taxpayer, business taxpayer. Maybe you want to put in a guy like that. Devin Burns is on the ballot. You've got a lot of opportunity, a lot of reasons to go to the polls tomorrow. If you live in Ward 2, for the first time in 8 years, you've got an option. Maria Giesta, or Maria Fiesta, partying on your dime, has been asleep at the switch. If you live in Ward 2, you finally got an option. You got all the reasons in the world to get out to vote in Ward 2. And maybe it's that you want to save Maria Giesta. I don't know. It's up to you. But you got a lot of reasons to go vote. And then you got the at-large people. But Ward 2, you've got a very competitive election. You've got Scott Pemberton on the ballot. He's run, and his team have run, probably one of the best campaigns to appreciate the voters I've ever seen. Really. Well, since I ran in 96. Since other people around the city. Since Dennis Farias ran way back when. Very similar campaigns. And Scott Pemberton has a good team around him. You're not just voting for Scott Pemberton. If you're voting for Scott, you're not just voting for Scott. He's got a lot of people around him who are going to support him and help him do the best by Ward 2. So you got a lot of reasons to get out and vote in Ward 2, including all those at-large people, right? Now, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I want to talk more about the governor and the cocaine in the governor's office. Literally. Literally cocaine. You saw the gram they found, or the half a gram, whatever it was, in the White House under Democrat President Joe Biden. Governor Healey said, "Hold my straw," right? And they turned up 16 pounds in her office, right? How does 16 pounds of cocaine end up in the governor's office? Well, Maura Healey saw what happened in the White House, turned to the Democrat Party and said, "Hold my straw. Hold my straw." 16 pounds in the governor's office. We're going to talk more about that and what that means for you, the average voter. Lessons learned, right? We'll be right back. Stick around. 508-996-0. We will have Ward 5 challenger, former treasurer, Renee Fernandez, here at 10 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Ward 3 City Councilor Sean Oliver. We'll be right back. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBS.
Welcome back to the program here on this Monday morning. We have to deal with reality, right? One of the realities in life is plumbing emergencies, and they really don't wait for anybody, and neither should you. At Bass Ready Rooter, we treat every call like it's our own home. Our family-owned business has been solving sewer and septic problems since 1974, earning the trust of thousands of families all over the South Coast. With over 700 five-star reviews, we believe that customer service is a lost art, right? And we're bringing it back, okay? At Bass Ready Rooter, we may not be your first call, but we will always be your last call. Folks, I want you to prepare for emergencies by writing this down. Visit BassReady.com. Write this down, BassReady.com. That way, when you start getting all those emergencies, you know where to go, right? Always prepare. Those emergencies don't wait, and neither do you. All right, we're going to go to, it's kind of open phones, but I just have to stress that what is happening in the governor's office with the cocaine? This guy who's innocent, Mr. Cook, Lamar Cook, 40 some odd years old, he had previous arrests. He was involved with the criminal justice system. And now he was caught with 16 pounds, allegedly 16 pounds, but it looks like it may have been over 20 kilograms of cocaine with a brand name from the cartel of gold on it. So, amazing, amazing stuff. And I want to go out to Springfield News. I want to play a little clip for you. And we got Boston News as well. Have you heard from anybody who's an elected Democrat about this? Or are they giving it a good leaving alone? I think they're giving it a good leaving alone. But you, the voters, have to decide what you're going to do tomorrow. It's very important. Here is Western Mass. Many of you don't get this station. I don't get it. It's 22 out in Springfield, Mass. You can find it online. I'm going to play a little clip from them. They're covering this story of Governor Healey's, one of her top aides, being arrested for cocaine trafficking. Amazing story. Nothing else like this in the country. I've never seen a story like this. Have you? No, you have not. We're going to go right now to the Springfield News for the arraignment and dangerous hearing. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tim. Station couldn't run without you.
Remind me to teach you how to make your own espresso.
Please don't. Please don't. I like service with a smile and a joke. The idea that I'm going to make it on my own is a joke. I'm used to being waited on. We're going to go to the news clip now. Stick around.
Sports 22 News at 6. I'm Nick Oresco. A dangerousness hearing for Lamar Cook. The former aide to Governor Maura Healey was held this morning at Springfield District Court. 22 News reporter Nick Antonakis was there all day and gives us the results from the courtroom.
Not a seat in the courthouse was empty for Lamar Cook's dangerousness hearing, where we found out he would be held without the right to bail. The former deputy director for Governor Maura Healey faces three charges, including trafficking 200-plus grams of cocaine and illegally possessing a firearm and ammo. The Commonwealth emphasized the fact that Cook's cocaine charge eclipsed the 200 grams threshold by a lot, as officials say he allegedly had over 7,000 grams, which is 7 kilograms of cocaine. That charge stemmed from a controlled delivery of those drugs to Cook at the Springfield State Office building on Saturday. Cook is also allegedly connected to 12 more kilograms of cocaine seized from Hotel UMass where he used to work. Because of that, prosecutor Kerry Beatty pushed for Cook to stay in jail until his trial.
Instead of uplifting the community, which he was out there publicly stating was his job, he was in fact decimating it with this poison on our streets. He might not be the person on the street corner selling it, Your Honor, but they're getting it from him and his conspirators.
On the other hand, Cook's defense attorney, Kedar Ishmael, felt that the picture being painted of his client was unfair, arguing the Commonwealth was ignoring the good Cook has done for the community.
He's been a pillar in this community. I do understand what the Commonwealth is saying, and they have a job to do, too. But this gentleman's efforts is not going to go in vain in front of this court. Community Builder Award for the Urban League, Board of Directors from the Urban League.
After arguments by both the prosecution and the defense, it was ruled that Cook would be held without bail. While Cook received a $25,000 bail option on his gun charge, it was overruled by not being allowed bail on the cocaine charge. That means he will be staying in custody, not the result Ishmael wanted.
I'm a bit surprised. The camera's presence today may have some type of effect, but it's not really for me to go into that. This gentleman has legal vehicles that we will be utilizing in order to get that bail reasonable and hopefully in order to reverse the decision that Judge Maupin made today.
Cook's next court date is on Monday, December 1st. Working for you, Nick Antonakis, 22 News.
When I started Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses, I needed a website. Figuring out...
So that was a clip. If you want to see it yourself, see more. They're doing a great job. Springfield News television station. WWLP 22. So it's WWLP.com. They deserve the credit for that broadcast. What do you think? Remember, on Friday, I played a clip from Governor Healey's press conference, and she said that he had undergone an extensive background check, and there was nothing that needed to be reviewed about the way they screen hirees, right? That this gentleman, Mr. LeVar Cook, had gone through an extensive background check. And as far as the governor's concerned, there's nothing she needs to look at about her process. Remember, I voted for the governor. Many of you, many of your neighbors voted for this governor, Governor Healey. In part because I thought she would do the best at attracting talent. And because you need good talent to run a state like Massachusetts. Late Friday, I found out that this guy, Lamar Cook, was previously arrested for shooting somebody. And years later, he was hired by the governor. He was involved in a dangerous shooting, as if there's any other kind. And the governor's staff either didn't know that, didn't find that, although I did, or they found it and overlooked it and hired him anyway. It's amazing. It's amazing. What do you think of Governor Healey? Do you think this destroys her chance to be reelected? Would you vote for her? Let me tell you something. I talked to numerous elected Democrats, some currently in office, over the weekend, some formerly in office but still active. And they said to me, she's done. She's absolutely done. She'll still retain power, but the belief is, among a lot of people, that Maura Healey cannot be the Democrat nominee. She has the power to try to force it, but a lot of Democrats want to get rid of her. What say you? 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on the program. This guy was not only arrested for cocaine trafficking, but previously had been arrested for being involved in the shooting of someone. Yet, he's a major force. Look, if you're a Democrat, you should be embarrassed. You should feel betrayed. I voted for Maura Healey, and I feel betrayed. Do you realize that this guy, LeVar Cook, was with Vice President Harris representing the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Governor Healey betrayed not only me and you, the voters, but the poor Vice President, Kamala Harris. This guy appeared with her. Why? Because she trusted the governor. Now we're going to play a little bit from Channel 5 covering the arraignment of Lamar Cook.
The district attorney's office says that they believe Lamar Cook had suspected cocaine shipped to his state office building here in Springfield. State investigators say they intercepted 8 kilograms of suspected cocaine on Saturday at 436 Street, the Springfield State Office building where Lamar Cook was employed. Investigators executed a search warrant of Cook's former office within the building on Monday. This was part of a larger investigation of multiple packages of suspected cocaine delivered to locations in western Massachusetts. Cook is 45 years old. He's seen here on Springfield Community TV while he was running for a city council seat in 2022. He was named the governor's deputy director of western Massachusetts in 2023. In that role, he served as a liaison to residents in the western part of the Commonwealth. He faces 4 charges now: cocaine trafficking, more than 200 grams, unlawful possession of a firearm and ammunition, and the unlawful operation of a motor vehicle. He's been fired from his position with the Healey administration. A statement from her office this morning reads, quote, "The governor's office has been made aware of the arrest of an employee, Lamar Cook. The conduct that occurred here is unacceptable and represents a major breach of the public trust. Mr. Cook has been terminated from his position effective immediately. This criminal investigation is ongoing, and our administration will work with law enforcement to assist them in their work." Cook was arrested yesterday, and we are now awaiting his arraignment here at Springfield District Court. We're live in Springfield. Jennifer Egan, WCVB News Center 5.
Are you wearing 7 layers and still free?
So, the question is, what other criminals have made it into the government of Massachusetts? What other high echelon criminals have made it into our state government? The governor, Governor Healey, who I voted for, the former Attorney General of Massachusetts, said, in the wake of this arrest of one of her top staffers, And you've heard now two news stations, one in Springfield and one in Boston, characterize him as a top-ranking staff member for the governor. And obviously, the fact that he's been terminated immediately, without even a hearing, means the governor and the lieutenant governor believe these charges. And there is nothing to compare this to. I mean, there really isn't. I mean, I've seen, unfortunately, we've seen elected officials get in trouble for drunk driving or things like that. It happens. We've seen staff people get in trouble. But never in my life do I remember under anybody. Think of Michael Dukakis, how incompetent he was. Or Jane Swift. Or Bill Weld was there for a long time. You saw a few shenanigans. You saw, someone that he was close to get arrested for drunk driving. And the governor had to appear in that trial, actually. But never in my life have you seen somebody who was arrested for being involved in a shooting to then be hired by the governor and then later be arrested for cocaine trafficking. And the governor says there's no problems with her hiring process. Guys, you have never seen a story like this. There is nothing to compare it to. Now, I know some of you will try to bring up Trump. But listen, sweetheart, there's no comparison to this. Nothing. Nothing. But you can give it a shot. You can give it a shot. We're going to take a break and then we'll be right back. You got a junk car in your yard? Well, don't waste time calling around. Make it easy on yourself and get paid top dollar now. Call Mid-City Scrap right in Westport and get top dollar for your junk car. Guaranteed. With honest weights, fair prices, and towing services available. Mid-City Scrap is the only call to make. No stress, no hidden fees, just old school, cash in your pocket, fast. With over 50 years of trusted service all across Bristol County, Mid-City Scrap has turned cars, buses, trucks, even old tractors into real money for thousands of people just like you. So call Mid-City Scrap right on State Road in Westport today. Call them today. Go to the website, midcityscrap.com. Stick around. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. You don't want to lose that number at all, right? Listen, it's 508-996-0. We got some people on hold. You can join as well. When you're upgrading your home's energy efficiency, I know it can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and your savings. All you have to do is visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, my man?
All right, not much. I was listening to you and the sheriff last week.
Yes.
And we got to this gentleman that, you know.
The cocaine trafficker, allegedly.
Yeah, the cocaine man. Anyway, I don't see how you could put that on any administration. I mean, I wanted to tell the sheriff, how many COs have brought drugs into the prison? Maybe some of them had sex with the inmates over the years he was in there. I mean, can you really put that on him? I mean, you hire people, you vet them,
yes.
You go through the necessary channels, and a human being, you know, sometimes they just go left when they're supposed to go right.
I agree with you.
So why is they putting it all on her? I mean...
Sure. No, that's a great point, Tony. I appreciate that. Let me ask you a question. You heard me earlier. I'm not sure if you did hear me, but when they asked the governor if there were any problems with her vetting process, she said none. She didn't see any reason to reform her vetting. Is that an adequate answer from her?
I think so. I mean,
okay. So you may not have heard. The guy was arrested before for being involved in a shooting. Yeah. And yet they cleared him anyway and hired him and made him a top aide.
I mean.
That might be a problem, right?
No, you're absolutely right about that.
Right, right.
But in all, I mean, you've been around for a while.
Yes.
I don't know how people slip through the cracks, so to speak.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But somehow, this gentleman, whatever deep dive they did with him.
Maybe they didn't, though, you know. No, but what I'm saying is maybe they didn't vet him. In other words, maybe the governor is saying that, but it's not accurate because there's a lot of things that you can overlook. But being involved in a shooting where there was a victim. I mean, it wasn't like you were just, you know, out hunting or, you know, fired near a house or something, which is kind of, it's wrong, but it's innocent. They rolled up on, according to the news reports, they rolled up on a guy and lit him up, shot him, and he was charged. That's a big thing to overlook, don't you think?
Yeah, I do agree with you on that.
How does the governor say there's nothing she has to look into her process, you know?
Yeah, you do have a good point there. I mean, how he slipped between slipped in there without, you know, because I know if I had a speeding ticket, I'd probably, you know, get disqualified, you know?
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you being logical about that with me. The point being is that I voted for the governor in part because I knew I wasn't going to agree with her on a lot of her issues, her policies, but I thought having been attorney general and Harvard graduate, she was in the same class as the mayor of New Bedford, John Mitchell, maybe a couple years ahead of him, John Mitchell, that she would hire the best people and retain the best people to run the government. Instead, she hired a guy previously involved in a near fatal shooting who's now alleged to be trafficking cocaine using a state building, state resources. It's outrageous. So I appreciate Tony coming around because I know he's a diehard Democrat. We'll go back. I'm sorry, I got to take another break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right back. Bad, incompetent, violent dog trainers out there, literally on the spectrum and like as maniacs. So you got to be careful when you hire a dog trainer. So I'm glad Tim is going to step in and do that. That's important. We're going to go back to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing great.
Yeah, this Moore Healy, I don't think is going to be affected by this, by the election. I think that the Massachusetts has got such a bad liberal woke mind virus going on that they can, you know, you can do surgeries on kids. You can, I mean, you can go down the list, and they've been able to put so many moral things aside that this is, you know, I mean, you heard that defense person talking. He's like, well, wait, cocaine, you know, he's the greatest guy in the world from all these things he's done. And it's like, whoa, right. We're going to ignore that for the 25,000 pounds of cocaine the guy's trying to get imported in. I'm kidding. But by the way, I just wanted to touch on Shane Burgo.
Sure, go ahead.
You know, he does a great job remembering what his NGOs ask him to talk about. I mean, it's a lot of work. I know we're joking, but, and I have to use.
They order him. They don't ask him. They order him.
Right. I mean, he really memorized everything well. It's definitely not something that he sat down and thought about or didn't he study on. They just, you know, he probably has a YouTube video that they all watch worldwide, and he, you know, good for him. He's a good memorizer. But, you know,